A Change in Scenery. Written by Nirejsiki. Read by Opalsong. Fandom Moda Zushu, or The Untamed. Rating G. Category Gen. Also tagged for Alternate Universe, Canon, and Jiang Fengmian's A-plus Parenting. The healers said it was trauma. Perhaps he was too young or too sensitive. Perhaps it was only that it had happened in such a way, at such an impressionable time. In any event, Lan Wangji's reactions to his mother's death had gone well beyond the normal signs of grief and turned into something much more severe. After some intense discussion, it was agreed that he would be temporarily sent to live as a guest in another sect, to see if he would benefit from the change of scenery, from not being around the place where he was drowning in the memories of his mother. For Lan Wangji, the first time he became aware of this was when a small dog darted through his feet and a boy of approximately the same age, who was chasing after it, crashed straight into him. "Are you Lan Chan?" the boy asked, blinking at him. "I'm Zhang Cheng. Can you help me catch the dog? It's important." Lan Wangji blinked back, the entire experience being incredibly unlike anything he'd ever encountered before, and nodded. "Thanks," Zhang Cheng said, exhaling in relief. "My dad says he'll think about getting me my own dogs eventually, but only if I show him that I can take care of one. So the neighbors have been letting me hang out with theirs, except this time he got loose and..." Lan Wangji didn't say anything, but Jiang Cheng didn't seem to mind, and together they were able to wrangle the dog back to its proper owner. Later that day, Lan Wangji's uncle came and told him that he would be staying with the Jiang sect for a little while, since it seemed like the heat was good for his health. Lan Wangji hugged his brother goodbye and nodded seriously when his brother made him promise to write him a letter every day, and that, it seemed, was that. Lan Wangji didn't really fit in at the Lotus Pier, but then again, he hadn't really fit in much at the Cloud Recesses either. He wasn't noisy or boisterous the way most of the children there were. He didn't even say a single word for the first 6 months, and even then, he only broke his silence long enough to call Jiang Cheng an idiot, and he would maintain for the rest of his life that Jiang Cheng deserved it. But luckily, it seemed like Jiang Cheng didn't really fit in all that much either. Sure, he was noisy and loud sometimes, and he certainly liked chattering, but he wasn't very good at being spontaneous. He liked things that made sense, that happened in order, and by chance, that was also what Lan Wangji liked. Jiang Cheng was sensitive, too, his emotions easily manipulated and often prickly, and that meant he needed to be protected. And Lan Wangji liked that, too. He was used to being the younger brother, but he found that he was pretty fond of being an older one. He wrote to Lan Zichen every day and had a visit with him for a week once every season, so that they only missed each other a little bit sometimes, and sometimes not even all that much given the age gap between them. When Lan Wangji had finally started really feeling comfortable, about 2 years in, he noticed that Jiang Cheng's father was often missing, and the terrifying idea of another father that was always in seclusion panicked Lan Wangji into another bout of mutism for a month or two, until Madame Yu finally figured out the problem and explained to him that Jiang Fengmian wasn't going into seclusion, but rather traveling out and about through the world, looking for something. She didn't specify what that something was, and perhaps she should have. It would have made Wei Wuxian's arrival a little less of a shock to the system. Don't get Lan Wangji wrong. He likes Wei Wuxian. He likes Wei Wuxian an awful lot. But he's an outsider, a guest, and that meant he could be upset where Jiang Cheng couldn't, about having his dogs taken away. And that meant he could notice that Wei Wuxian got picked up as often as he liked, while Jiang Cheng never was. And that meant he could see the way Jiang Fengmian praised Wei Wuxian for all the things he was good at, and never said anything to Jiang Cheng anymore, and how it made Jiang Cheng more and more desperate to be better than Wei Wuxian at something, anything, if only it meant that his father would pay attention to him again. Lan Wangji still had his problems with speaking sometimes, especially when he was upset. And he was a guest. He could notice things and be upset, but that didn't mean he could say anything about it. "You have to tell me what the problem is," Wei Wuxian told him very seriously. They were all 11 by then. Wei Wuxian had been with them for 2 years, an endless joy that always drew out Lan Wangji's previously rare smiles. "Your speaking problem's been getting worse over the past few months, and they're even talking about sending you back to Gusu. I don't want you to have to go." Lan Wangji gestured helplessly. Jiang Cheng had been the one to think of learning sign language to help when Lan Wangji couldn't find words all those years ago, and Wei Wuxian had taken to it like a fish to water. But being able to sign didn't matter if the problem was Lan Wangji not being able to communicate. It was all much too awkward. "I promise not to tell anyone without your permission. I'll believe whatever you say, and I won't get angry no matter what." That helped. That helped a great deal. But Lan Wangji still couldn't do it, the words crowding his mouth and sticking in his throat. "Why don't you try writing it all down?" Wei Wuxian suggested. He was always paying attention to Lan Wangji, attentive and trying to find the ways to make him happiest. Jiang Cheng liked to tease them that they'd get married one day when they got older, and honestly, Lan Wangji rather liked the idea. He wrote it all down and gave Wei Wuxian the letter, then signed, "You promise not to get angry." "I won't," Wei Wuxian promised, and read the letter. He frowned. "Lan Chan, you don't really think Uncle Jiang would do this, do you?" Lan Wangji felt angry tears sting at his eyes. "You promised you'd believe me," he signed, furious and betrayed, and ran away before Wei Wuxian could respond. He found one of the old haunts that he and Jiang Cheng used to frequent before Wei Wuxian joined their little group, and skulked there for a while, wondering if he could maybe petition Madame Yu to send him into seclusion for a few months. But no, that would only mean he wouldn't see it happening, instead of actually taking steps to stop it. And they were cultivators, Lan and Jiang. They weren't allowed to just turn a blind eye like that. After a while, he went back to his room, and Wei Wuxian was waiting there. "I believe you," he blurted, when Lan Wangji stopped at the door, considering a retreat. "Please, Lan Chan, just come inside and talk to me, okay? I thought it over after you left, and you're right. Uncle Jiang is like that, and I only didn't notice because I'm the one he's being nice to. But you're right, and we can't let him treat Jiang Cheng like that." Lan Wangji stepped inside and quickly shut the door, glaring at Wei Wuxian. "You're right," Wei Wuxian said, nodding. "We can't let Jiang Cheng know we're trying to help. He'll only get embarrassed." Lan Wangji's shoulders relaxed. No one understood him better than Wei Wuxian. Not even Jiang Cheng or Jiang Yin Li. Not even Lan Xichun on his regular visits. And Lan Xichun knew everything about him. "Wei Ying," he said, and stopped there. Wei Wuxian grinned at him. "Okay," he said. "I have a few ideas." It wasn't the first time they'd worked together to solve something. And it wouldn't be the last, either. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback, both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/Opalsong. Thanks for listening!